I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker is about a dream a girl has after her cherished nutcracker is broken. So if that archaic and simple piece of technology deserves a symphony and a ballet, does that mean an early computer merits the same kind of respect? Well, this composition is dedicated to an early computer. Its title is IBM 1401, A User's Manual. The 1401 was first built in 1959, and for many around the world, it was their first encounter with a modern computer. Some of the sound you hear is actually generated by a 1401. The rest was performed by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra in the Czech Republic. The man who composed that music is from Iceland. His name is Jóhann Jóhannsson, and he has a close personal history with the IBM 1401.
The IBM 1401 was one of the first computers, if not the first computer, that arrived in Iceland. And my father was an engineer and a programmer that worked on this computer in the mid-60s. And he learned of a way of making music on this machine, which was a very simple mathematical computer. But he found a method which kind of exploited a defect in the machine, which was basically that the machine emitted very strong electromagnetic waves. And when you placed a radio next to the computer, the radio would pick up these waves as a kind of tone, a steady, kind of very cello-like tone.
The orchestration in a lot of your work sounds like you care for this machine. Do you consider your composition an homage to the IBM 1401 computer, or do you take a more critical look at it?
It's very much an homage and a kind of requiem, really, for this old machine, you know. And it's about, you know, this sort of nostalgia for old machines, you know, this sort of techno nostalgia in a way. And And also a kind of respect for the ancient. You know, if a piece of technology has become redundant, you know, it doesn't necessarily lose its worth. You know, I don't really like the idea of redundancy, of things just becoming redundant and being thrown out. You know,
you almost seem to put a human face on some of this technology, and you tell a remarkable story in the liner notes to IBM 1401, A User's Manual. Talking about what happened to that computer when it was taken out of service in 1971. Your father held a funeral for it?
Yeah, they basically decided to, my father and his colleagues decided to document the music and the sounds of the IBM 1401. So when it was due to be, you know, decommissioned, taken out of service, they brought in a reel-to-reel tape and recorded this music and this sound. These sounds, I mean, listening back to it, it really sounds like that. It really sounds. You can really hear in their voices that the affection and the attachment they had for this machine, and you can. So to my ears, it sounded like a funeral, like a farewell ceremony.
We now come to the general mechanism.
There are five parts to your work. Each one corresponds to a different piece of gear that was instrumental to the IBM 1401 as a whole. Let me ask you first about the IBM 1403. Where is that audio from at the beginning of the track? It sounds like an actual audio manual for the unit.
Every 6 months, check the oil level of the drive housing.
It was actually on the same tape that my father found for me when he told me about this story 30 years later in the year 2000. He told me about this, and I asked him to dig out this tape, and I listened to this the farewell ceremony, and after that ended, this voice appeared, and kind of crackling and distorted at first. So it seems that they recorded the farewell ceremony over a recording of the manual for the 1403 printer. It's basically a recording of somebody reading from the manual and a bell sound in between paragraphs or sentences. And I guess the bell sound was used to indicate a change of slide. I guess it was kind of like an instruction class with slides.
The drive housing checks should consist of the following points. 1. The idler. There should be no sign of wear or play.
I really wanted to use this voice also. It kind of had a kind of a HAL 2001 quality, you know. It sounded like an oracle to me in a way. It sounded like a mysterious voice from the past, you know, reciting this strange wisdom.
There's something kind of simple and gorgeous about this music. Did you expect the inspiration of a computer, this old, now defunct, giant, gray, kind of faceless machine, able to inspire such music?
Well, I think kind of the impact of it is also that it kind of embodies these contradictions and this sort of clash of opposites, you know, of this sort of clunky old machine and the expressiveness and beauty of the strings, you know. And I think there's a strong sentiment, you know, for many people, kind of a knee-jerk reaction for many people that technology is in some way bad. I mean, you see it in popular culture all the time, this sort of the idea of the evil, you know, machine or the evil computer. And I think it's kind of the idea of the manual also, the user manual is that the user manual is our interface with the machines. It's our way of learning to speak their language, of communicating with them, and kind of we need to think about our relationship with machines, because I mean they are becoming increasingly important, and this is not likely to diminish.
So this music is your interface with this this computer that was a part of your life, your family's life.
I think so. Yeah.
Johan Johansson, the composer of IBM 1401, a user's manual. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
The pins of the coils must be properly latched.
That's our program today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. We've got a new downloadable playlist of global hit music available today through theworld.org. I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being with us, and have a good weekend.
Some terminals may cause short circuits. The example shown here is rather difficult to detect and could result in intermittent troubles.